We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Saturday on Owen Field, a dub 49-21 over UCLA. The Sooners fell behind in this game, 7-0, then scored 42 unanswered points. Bruins a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter against the backups. Oklahoma rolls, though. Kyler Murray, 5 total touchdowns, 3 through the air, 2 on the ground. For that effort, he was named the Walter Camp National Player of the Week. He was also named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. C.D. Lamb, a monster game, over 170 yards receiving, and his best catch was an incompletion. Another touchdown for Hollywood Brown as well, and the defense spectacular for a second straight week. Almost a couple of touchdowns in special teams, one on a kick return and one on a punt return as well. So we're going to talk 49-21, the win over UCLA, and the upcoming showdown with Iowa State coming up with the coach. Also, as always, we love to take your questions for Lincoln Riley. You can tweet them at OU on the air. It's our Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the air. They're already rolling in today. We'll hit as many of those as we can as the show rolls along today. I got a bunch of people also with questions rolling in house tonight as well. They want to talk UCLA and Iowa State as well. Let's take an opening timeout. Head coach joins us when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T. There he is. How you doing?
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right, it's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Showplace Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game? Then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind Resort, still the one.
Straight drop, looking to throw.
stands in the pocket all day, still looking, throws now, and it is caught, coming back for it. Marquise Brown, a great catch. First and 10 from the 30. Kyler, handoff, Marcellia Sutton up the middle, crashes into the Bruins and falls forward, a gain of four. Kyler's got it, shotgun snap, looks left, throws left, looking for A.D. Miller, who comes back to it. He's got it, back shoulder catch, and he's wrestled down at the 49. Snap to Kyler, four-man rush, looks right, throws deep, he's got C.D. caught, first down at the 30, breaks away from one man, still spinning, and he's down at the 26. That was a dart. Out of the shotgun, takes it. Inside hand of keeper. Great fake. 25 outside of the 20. To the 15. Slides down at the 10. He's safe. First and 10 from the 11. Murray's got it. Hands this time to Sutton. Dances over a pile to the 10. To the 5. Still on his feet. Reaching. Did he get to the end zone? He did. It's a touchdown. Marcellius Sutton. That's your AAA Drive Summary. Brought to you by AAA Insurance. At home or on the road, we've got you covered. Little 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive. And at this point, please help me officially welcome in the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, the 2-0 Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody.
That's over.
Howdy, coach.
How are we doing?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Really good.
How's your week going?
Week's been great. Really good practice today. Yeah, you know, 2-0, getting ready to go play a really good team on the road. Excited to get out on the road. Excited to start Big 12 play. So, yeah, life's good. Team's good. Excited. Think we're going to continue to get better.
Eager to see what your team looks like in a road atmosphere.
Definitely.
For the first time?
Definitely. I mean, we love to play on the road. You know, always have. And
why is that?
It's just different. You know, you love them both. I mean, especially when you have a home field advantage like we do, the history of our stadium, the all the sellouts, the crowd support, the traditions. I mean, it's all phenomenal. And then there's just something, though, about competitors and people that just love the game, that love going into somebody else's house, you know. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it. I love home games, but if I had one game left and I got to pick it would be somewhere in a hostile road environment. No doubt about it.
Let's look back a little bit at there's that streak, 16 straight road wins for the Sooners, 13 straight in Big 12 play. They'll try to make it 17 in a row on Saturday morning. 49-21. Let's start with the unfortunate news of the injury of Rodney Anderson. Looked like a pretty harmless play, but we find out later that he's out for the year. How's Rodney doing?
He's doing good. You know, probably as well as you could expect after something like that. I mean, he's really disappointed, you know, as we all are for him. And, you know, it stinks. You know, it's one of the worst parts of this game. You know, a guy that's worked so hard, especially with his history, and then to, like you said, have it happen on a play that, you know, you just – it's still hard to believe rewatching the play that's what happened, you know, but that's the game, you know, and we talk about it all the time, and times like that, it really becomes true, as you never know when, you know, it's going to be your last snap for the year or last snap for your career. I mean, you never know in this game. It's so physical and so unpredictable. So you got to make the most of it. Rodney's done that up to this point, and he'll do it after this point as well. So, you know, the good thing is, like I told people at the press conference, he's not dead. You know, he's still going to be a great leader for us. He's one of our team captains, without a doubt, one of our leaders. He'll be on the trip with us to Iowa State. I mean, he'll have a big impact on this team. It just won't be carrying the football.
If you've ever seen the videos of him jumping out of pools and stuff, you know what an incredible athlete mm-hmm. he is. He's been able to come back from two devastating injuries before. This is going to be a long rehab again. But as you mentioned in your press conference, I mean, he might be kind of like Adrian Peterson was, one of these guys that comes back a little quicker than most do.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come back fast because he's going to rehab hard. I mean, he's already moving around well, considering the injury. I mean, he's a specimen. I mean, he's gonna come back quickly, and he'll come back just as good, if not better.
How'd you feel you played Saturday?
You know, we played really well defensively, especially our first defense. You know, our second defense, which we've had a few guys down, so second defense is a little thin, but we got to play better there. You know, some of those very young guys have had some opportunities, so we got to play better there. But the first defense has been tremendous. I think one touchdown in two games, you know, that they've given up. So love all the tackles for loss, 12 tackles for loss, 6 sacks. Special teams obviously was a huge weapon for us again, so we continue to play well there. Offensively, we were just okay. Made some big plays, you know, did some good things on third and longs, but didn't play to the level that we expect to play.
Defensively, you mentioned the six sacks. I think on the year now, eight sacks, 21 tackles for loss. The aggression compared to a year ago is obviously seems to be ramped up. Is that a product of recruiting and you just got different talent out there? Is it a scheme? Have you tried to change some things defensively to amp up the aggression? All of the above.
Yeah, all of the above, because it's you got to make it fit. You know, you can't – a lot of people think, well, if you – not get enough pressure, just blitz more. Well, yeah, and then watch yourself get gashed too. Yeah. I mean, it's got to all fit together. You got to have the horses to be able to do the things that you want to do, and you've got to make it fit. The scheme's got to fit the players. The players have got to fit the scheme. It's got to all mesh together, and it's like kind of putting a puzzle together, you know. And so there's more pieces. You know, the pieces are playing well. We're playing faster and more aggressive because, you know, we're getting some better players, and we've got competition at key spots, which is kind of keeping pressure on guys, and you got some guys playing at a high level right now. So it's you know, and then I think Mike and our guys have done a great job here game planning these first two opponents, building a scheme together and a game plan together to go, you know, to put pressure on people, and our guys have executed it well.
Got a ton of questions tonight, so I want to get to a few more than we normally do. Stephen House says asks, does losing Rodney Anderson change the offensive scheme at all?
No, not really. You know, it would if we didn't have a, you know, a good stable of backs, but we have that. We have guys that have played a lot in ball games. We've got young, talented guys, guys that know our system. So, you know, certainly it doesn't help, obviously, losing a player his quality. I mean, he's outstanding. But, you know, that's not going to be an excuse for us or a crutch. You know, we feel like we've got plenty of guys to continue to go play at a high level, and our expectations won't be any different.
Marcellius Sutton's off to a nice start for
playing
him.
Really well. Yeah, he's really playing so much better than he was last year. You know, he's more confident in what we're doing schematically. He's always been good physically, but he's playing fast now because he's really sure of himself.
Rodney could do everything. He had great hands, obviously a tremendous runner. There was really no situation where you needed to take him off the field. Do you need to mix and match a little bit more now that he's out, or do you feel like all those guys are capable of handling all the roles?
They all can handle all the roles. It's just going to be, you know, if you get a guy that's hot, you know, kind of like and which it happened, you know, we had three or four different guys get hot last year during games. You know, the first half of the season, it was a little bit of a mixed bag, and then Rodney kind of took the thing over. And so, you know, these guys will be similar. You know, we're going to give a bunch of guys opportunities. We're going to play these guys, and the guy that, you know, plays the best and warrants the most touches will get it. But I don't know that if anybody's in there right now that we say, well, we can't run this or can't run that.
I want to ask you about Kyler, and Big Rob in-house has a question about him. When you see Kyler pull it down and take off, are you excited or worried?
Excited. Excited.
Yeah.
Definitely excited. Yeah, it's...
He gave you a few opportunities for it on Saturday, a couple touchdown runs.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's a dynamic athlete, and you know, we're going to be smart about how we use him, and he's got to be smart as well. But, I mean, it's just such a weapon on the field. I mean, you know, he's a guy that can... You know, he's got the ability to score from just about anywhere. So he's, you know, it puts people in a tough position with how to play us. And so, yeah, he did some good things, certainly running around with it the other day.
He looks comfortable. We talked about this last week. He's playing. You can see through his face mask right there. He's playing with a smile. He looks poised and composed. When you go back and look at the film, how often is he making the right reads and everything?
Pretty often.
Looks like every time.
Yeah, pretty often. Yeah, he had... You know, maybe one or two loose decisions last week, and he had a lot of decisions to make, both in the run and the throw game. So, you know, you're probably talking, you know, through the game for him. He had probably had 50 to 60 critical decisions, and he, you know, probably had two that we didn't like. So, I mean, he's doing well. He's got to, you know, continue to put it all together. He can play a lot better, but he is certainly off to a really good start.
How's your relationship with him going from a play caller, quarterback, read each other minds
thing? Good. Yeah, really good. You know, it's just so different than – maybe having a guy that's only been here a year that just got here. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of time to kind of hone that in behind the scenes, all the reps here over the last 2.5 years. So, we've been very much in sync.
One more important question before we go to break. Marilyn says, why did you change shirts at halftime? I liked the red one.
Yeah.
Is this a hat visor thing? Did your wife text you again at halftime?
You know, I was so mad that we didn't get that fourth down that I just needed a change. I needed a change of scenery. So I was so mad about that. So I needed just a reboot and restart. Said, hey, I'm going to change shirts. We're going to go play a little bit better. So, and we did.
Yeah, you were steaming running off the field.
I wasn't real happy running off the field.
All right.
No.
Let's take a timeout. More of your questions coming up. We're going to talk special teams on the other side as well. And Iowa State, as the Sooners get ready for the Cyclones on Saturday. We'll be right back here at Rudy's.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college. Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong. Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information. Contact the University of Oklahoma Army ROTC program at 405-325-0306 or visit Soonerstrong.com today. Start strong with Army ROTC, paid for by the United States Army.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martel Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #TheLittleThings.
a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95. Marcellius Sutton and Trey Brown deep. There's the kickoff. Trey Brown waits for it. Returnable at the 3. Up the left side, 10. 15 up the middle, 20. 25 splits to the 30. Outside he goes to the 40. One man to beat down the sideline. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and he's tackled at the 12-yard line. Trey Brown, blazing speed. And there's an answer. Antonio Perkins is in the house today. Let's see if CeeDee Lamb can do something for him as he receives it on the 24-yard line. Up the middle, 30. 35 for the 40. Up the middle he goes to the 50. Cuts to the right. Cuts back left. What a move! Down the middle, 25, 20. Stiff arm, and he's caught from behind. Oh, man! At the 12-yard line. So close to two special teams touchdowns on Saturday. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T at Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley. Special teams have been special so far, Coach.
Yeah, they have. They have. They had just some huge momentum plays the last 2 weeks. Man, it's been fun to see us do that. You know, we haven't. You know, we hadn't done that in the last few years, and we've worked hard at it. It's fun to see, you know, some of that work start to show up on Saturdays. Our kids are excited about it. Our staff is. Our special teams periods right now are energized. I mean, it's
I was going to say, not that they weren't excited before, but once you see a blocked punt and you almost break a kickoff, do those special teams periods become even more buy-in? Do you see the buy-in?
Yeah, the good thing, the reason they're happening is because the buy-in's already been there. Yeah. So, you know, but certainly being able to do it on the field and make those game-changing plays where they really see that, man, this stuff really is important, and it's fun, and it's important for our team. Makes it even better.
Trey Brown's contribution per time on field might be leading the team right now. Every time he gets out there, it seems like he makes something happen.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's an aggressive guy. He can, I mean, he can flat out just fly, and also strong, too. He's not just a skinny guy. He's strong, a tough physical kid, so He continues to grow and make plays, and is, you know, he's making more plays and making less mistakes right now.
Oh, CD broke the ankles of that poor putter,
yeah.
Punter. But he got caught from behind. I'm sure he got some grief there.
Just a little.
Let's talk CD. Tell me your perspective of the catch.
Yeah, it was good. I was really – I kind of got – it was a little overshadowed for me, because I was really mad that Kyler threw it. So in between of yelling at Kyler, I kind of looked up. I was like, "Oh wow!" You know, I mean, it was
because
I thought it was. I mean, I thought it was in like the third row, and then I was really hoping after I saw him reel it in, I didn't get to see his feet. I didn't have a great perspective. Somebody's in front of me. And I was just praying that somebody had that he got a foot down, because man, it would have been one of the all timers had he got a foot down.
So you were wishing Kyler had gone somewhere else with that ball?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like anywhere else. But hey, you know, throwing it to that guy is never too bad of an idea.
He had a little bit of a day.
He did. He had a good day.
Let's go to our Nissan innovative play of the game. You broke out something new for us this week when big number 94 trotted on the field to play fullback.
Yeah, that was fun.
Troy James on the goal line. Talk us through this.
Yeah, you know, it's a big formation for us, and you got to have a guy back there. It's an elite blocker, and we've kind of been trying some guys out, and Troy is a guy that had really impressed us on kickoff return. You know, even as a big defensive lineman, we'd put him back there, and he just had really run through contact. And you know, everybody thinks that sounds simple, and even if you're a big, you know, 270 or 80 pound guy like Troy is, it's still not. I mean, there's technique, and then there's just only so many people in the world that with somebody else running full speed at them, can just run full speed and not slow down one bit. We all think we would.
No,
it's a different deal. And so
you got Ronnie Perkins on that kickoff.
Yeah, no, know, though, that we got some big guys that'll go, and but Troy showed us that, and so we gave him a look on this and been, you know, pleased with what we've seen so far.
Nissan innovative play of the game, Nissan Rogue, the best drive in game day. Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. That leads to this question from Terry in house. With big Troy James lining up at fullback, is there a play designed to get him the ball? And if it's not called Let the Big Man Dance, can we rename it to that?
That's a good question.
You're not going to tell anybody if you've got a play
design. No, you know, I'm definitely not going to do that.
I mean, just between you and me, is there a play where you,
I don't know.
You throw him the ball?
I can't even remember. I forgot.
Go ahead.
We'll let him dance, though.
Who's the best dancer on your team?
Oh, Adrian Ealy.
Really?
By far. Like every time there's any kind of – we took them bowling during camp just a day to get their minds off of it, or an afternoon after a long practice. And at the bowling alley, you know, Clark Stroud was emceeing it, of course.
Of course.
Of course. And at the end, they had a strike dance competition, and Ely won it going away.
Really?
Yeah, he's got great rhythm, especially for a big dude, and he's pretty creative. Like, he throws some stuff out there I've never seen before.
He's got a little Louisiana jazz in him.
Oh,
is
no,
that what he's
no
doing?
Doubt. I don't know, some kind of voodoo, or I don't know what it is, but it's pretty good.
For
he can dance.
For those who don't know, Adrian goes 6'6", 328.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dancing going on.
There's
right
a
there.
Lot of dancing.
A lot of jiggling. Are you disappointed you didn't run the ball better, or did you think you ran it okay on Saturday?
No, we didn't run it the way we need to. Part of it was, especially early in the game, that UCLA committed every single person to the run as strong as we've seen anybody do it. And we didn't adjust. I didn't adjust as quickly as we needed to. And so, you know, once we kind of got the throwing game going, we loosened them up a little bit and got some things. But it wasn't just that. We went back and we had some things there schematically where maybe we missed a block or we missed a cut, or we just weren't as sharp. But that was really as a whole offensively. I mean, kind of all the way around. We just were not near as sharp as we expect to play.
You know, one place I might disagree with you on that is you have scored 16 touchdowns this year. One of them was special teams, so 15 on offense. Mm-hmm. No field goals. Now, you had the one missed, but what that, you know, says is when you've been down there, you've punched it in.
We have done that. You know, we've made some long, you know, explosive plays, and then we have been good in the red zone. So, yeah, we have, but just weren't there certainly enough on Saturday.
There's another stat that I think is interesting, and it kind of speaks to maybe things working the way you hope they would on defense. Six of your top seven tacklers right now are defensive linemen and linebackers.
Yep, and that's how it should be.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's not always.
No,
a lot of times your safeties or your corners have more tackles than you wish.
No, if you're playing good defense, that's, you know, for the most part, with what you do schematically, that's how it should be. And, again, just to have all the disruption. I mean, when you have six sacks and 12, you know, tackles for loss, that's going to be a pretty good day.
There's a lot of talk about Curtis Bolton and Kenneth Murray. Had a great game for you on Saturday.
He did.
Ryan Jones and Mark Jackson are showing up a bunch for you, too.
Yeah, they did. They both, you know, Mark played some for us last year. Had some big sacks, you know, had the big sack right at, I think, the very last play of the Ohio State game. But, you know, last week for them, it was Ryan's first time ever and really Mark's first time to be, you know, kind of the guy. And you could tell that 2 weeks ago, where this week those guys were more settled in. They played a lot cleaner. They made more plays. You know, Mark was our leading tackler and then had several in the backfield. Ryan was more comfortable. So they still make some mistakes. They're growing, but they're talented, athletic kids that are getting better. They're getting confidence, you know, and they're learning to do and see kind of what it takes to play at an elite level, you know, at a place like this.
Being great on defense is obviously talent and execution and game plan and all that kind of stuff. It seems like to me there's a whole lot of just swagger and confidence and believing you're really good. You know, obviously, being Sooner fans, we think back to Boz. You see the turnover chain thing with Miami last year. They just started believing, hey, we might be the best defense in the country. It looks like, watching from afar, that you got a little bit of that on this defense. Maybe a lot of that, some of these guys.
Yeah, no doubt. No, we've got some more attitude and swagger, I would say. You know, and if you keep having the results, that's going to continue to grow. But, yeah, I think there's just a good vibe around those guys right now. You know, the coaches there have done a great job. They're building the mentality. You know, we've done a good job in recruiting. These young players have done a good job of coming in and stepping up. Some of our guys that have been here have – you know, taking on new habits. They've grown. We've been pushing them, and they've responded. So, you know, it's a collective effort right now, and that's it takes all those people, you know, to have that attitude and to have that swagger.
Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox on Twitter. Larry wants to know, what was the best advice you got as a new coach last year?
Yeah, I got advice from a lot of people, you know, probably just to not try to do too much in the first year. You know, I think that was, you know, which I tried to really, you know, focus on and not try to let myself get overextended. And a lot of people helped me. You know, the administration was great. I didn't have to, you know, they let me coach. You know, I some head coaches don't do the, you know, heavily involved in mm-hmm. one side of the ball or the other, and they knew that I was going to. And so they did a great job of, you know, kind of building the schedule around me where there was only a few things I did outside the office or away from the team, which was helpful. But yeah, probably not just trying not to do too much. You know, something like that happens, you get that opportunity. Your first inclination is, you know, you go change or, you know, alter any of the things that you want to. And they're just, the timeline wasn't right. It was, I think we were patient with it. And I think that, you know, that was definitely helped me without a doubt.
Tim in house says, how do you rate your debating skills with referees during the game? And do you scout and game plan for the referee crews you're going to have? How good of an arguer are you on the sidelines?
I can be pretty good. Yeah, I can be pretty good. I don't, especially with this new rule, I'm never going to say never, but I'm not just going to go out there and lose my mind. You're going to get a penalty. There's some coaches across the country from what I watched games the other night that should have gotten penalties based on what they tell us.
What's the rule?
Well, the rule is if you are off the sideline in any way, I mean, if you are on the field mm-hmm. in any way and you are yelling anything at official, it's supposed to automatically be 15 yards. I mean, automatically. And that didn't happen last weekend. So I think you got to be calm about it. And then I don't like the message that sends the team. You know, if I'm out there telling them not to worry about officials and just play the game and I'm over there losing my mind, what good does that really do? And so, you know, I'm in constant conversation with them, you know who you're going to have. You scout them out. You know what they, you know, like to call. And then as you go through years and years, you know, and having been in this conference for a large part of my career, you know the majority of these guys pretty well.
Thoughts on Iowa State?
Yeah, man. I mean, Matt's done obviously a great job there. I mean, everybody thought last year after they beat us that was just a flash in the pan and be the only big game they won all year, and then everybody saw throughout the year they're a pretty darn good football team. So they've done a good job, man. They're playing really well defensively again. You know, they really just shut Iowa down. I mean, completely. I mean, that game was just a slugfest. You know, their first game they played five snaps and then had lightning and had to cancel the game. So they've only played one game this year, but a lot of experience in the front seven defensively. You know, they've got the quarterback coming back, you know, that played very well against us last year. Tailback is probably one of the top five guys in the country, a guy that will be drafted high, really good player. Schematically, they're good. They're tough. You know, they don't beat themselves. I mean, they're just a really well-coached football team that is, to me, quite a bit more talented than maybe they were 2, 3, 4 years ago. They've done a really nice job.
You got another game where you don't know who the quarterback's going to be for the other team. Kyle Kemp was the starter last year in Norman. He got hurt in the fourth quarter of that Iowa game. It's either going to be him or Zeb Nolan.
Right.
Pretty similar, though, right? Stylistically?
Yeah. No, they're not radically different, you know, and those guys kind of like us. I mean, they have a system that they believe in. You know, Matt's a former offensive guy, so you can tell that, you know, they do what they do, and they get good at it. They do it very well. They have a lot of, you know, good wrinkles off of it. So they challenge you, without a doubt.
One more question on Twitter, and we'll go to break. Willie Mays Hayes, love the name, the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. What made Iowa State's umbrella defense so successful against you last year?
It's a good scheme. You know, it – I mean, we had, what, 31 points, and we fumbled one on a you know, going in the end zone. It was, you know, we didn't do a good job in a couple situations against it, but it wasn't really the scheme. I mean, the thing their players do is they tackle extremely well, you know, and they did very well in our game last year, you know, so they made us drive it. And yeah, and then we just weren't quite as sharp as we needed to be. We had a couple chances, especially early when we got the lead, to put them away, and they just kind of hung around. So we'll have to play better.
They make you go on these 8, 10, 12 play drives, time consuming, and then there's fewer drives in the game.
Sure.
And suddenly you're in the fourth quarter and you got a ball game on your hands.
No doubt. So, I mean, if you take advantage of the drives, it can be great for you. And if you don't, then no doubt, it's, you know, the game can get tight.
I got another hard hitting question from Teddy Lehman for you when we come back tonight. We're with Lincoln Riley at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master Zero Turn Riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets from Love's Travel Stops, Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, Live OU, Riverwind Resort, Homeland, and Laird Hammond's Laird Trial Lawyers. Big 12 Report is presented by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU. There's a look at the scoreboard last weekend. TCU gets Ohio State coming up on Saturday. Kansas snapped a 46-game road losing streak. Texas Tech hung 77 on Lamar. And West Virginia, their game with North Carolina State has already been canceled this week due to Hurricane Florence. I think I've seen three games now that have been postponed or canceled.
That's tough. You know, we were right there in Greenville, North Carolina for 5 years, right where it's about to fly through. We had it 1 year, I can remember, in 2 days, and we had we'd locked the team up. Everybody had to go in their houses. There was nobody could leave their houses for like about a day and a half. Yeah, it was pretty rough. But I think what they're getting ready to have is going to be worse.
All right. Every week we have Teddy Lehman ask you a question. This may be a feature that stops after this week, to be honest with you. I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm not sure. I think he's abusing his privilege, but here you go. Take a look. What question do you have for Lincoln Riley tonight?
Well, I'm going back to the well. We've had plenty of disagreements over the years,
you and I
have, and I'm going right back to another hard-hitting topic, mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip, Toby. And I've basically been called a low-class redneck by Toby Rowland for liking Miracle
Whip. I'm on to you now. For two straight weeks, you throw this question out to Lincoln, and then you
put a little spin on it.
You spin it to where I look bad, and then he comes on and he defends the former player.
Well, if you didn't make those judgments of myself.
I prefer mayonnaise. You prefer Miracle Whip. We're going to let the coach decide which is better.
So is this your question or mine?
It's your question. It's your question. Pose the question to coach.
Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
I'm not proud of this. I mean, this is the Lincoln Riley show. But
Well,
you're not getting any recruits right now, I promise you, by watching this segment.
No. Here's the deal. I think they both taste terrible. Okay. So I'm not eating either one of them.
Fair.
How about just some good old mustard, huh?
It's a tie. I'll take a tie. I've lost the last two weeks, so I'll take a tie.
That's all I can do.
You know who's a good story so far for you this year? I think is A.D. Miller.
A really good story.
Two touchdowns already.
Really good story, man. I'm proud of that kid. A lot of guys, you put yourself in his shoes, and he comes here, he plays a true freshman, does some good things, starts the next year, has a huge game against Ohio State here. Unfortunately, he's about the only guy that did. and then, starting a great start to his true sophomore year, kind of gets injured, out of the rotation a little bit, third year comes around, injured a little bit, not quite ready to play. So we go with him to the idea, go to him with the idea of redshirting. Mm-hmm. Most guys that late in their career are like, no way. And he did it. And not only did he do it, man, he did it at a high level. He got his body better. He became better as a player, did a great job on the scout team last year. And now, the guy's a weapon. I'm proud of him, man. He has really grown, really matured. He's playing at a high level right now.
I think people had forgotten about him coming into this year. He's got good size. You mentioned he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing out there. He's a great story.
No question. No, it's just very unselfish.
How much have you or do you use last year as motivation for your team? Or do you?
They know. I know their heads aren't in the sand, but there's so much more. A lot of those guys weren't even on this team. We're on that team. We got a lot of new guys. We got a lot of guys that played in that game that aren't here anymore. As does Iowa State. It's different circumstances, different teams. Our more of our motivation is, we want to win the Big 12 championship. To win a conference championship, you've got to win tough games on the road against good people. And so, you know, we've been able to do it the last few years. This is going to be a unique challenge, but we're going to have to be up to it.
John in-house, can you tell us how recruiting is coming along? We haven't seen the eyeballs in a while, he says.
Yeah, the good thing is when you have a whole lot of them, there's not many left to go around. So, that's our great start here in this 19 class has allowed us to be extremely picky. And we're taking advantage of that right now. There's only a couple of spots left in this class, and we're recruiting some high-level people that we feel great about. But we've really kind of narrowed our targets. And so, when you get off to a great start like that, you can be picky and hopefully close here with the flurry.
One thought back to the UCLA game real quick. That Thompson Robinson kid, he's going to be a handful next year for you, I think.
Yeah, no, he's
a nice young player.
No, he is. He's athletic. He settled in, threw some nice balls. Those guys are going to get better in their system, with it being just, the second game here. Chip and those guys obviously know what they're doing. So, no doubt, they'll continue to get better. He's going to do a great job there.
All right, last segment when we come back. That means fifth quarter next here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won? Never doubted him for a minute. What are you doing? We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag TheLittleThings.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, The new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
To thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat from Norman-based Top of the World are available now. For the complete list of retailers, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one, oklahomafan.com. Welcome to Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. An oil change so fast, you don't even have to get out of your car. Final segment of the Lincoln Riley Show. OU Iowa State coming up on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Five questions for Coach that may or may not have anything to do with the sport of football. Question number one, we are going to be in Iowa Saturday. Field of Dreams, not too far away.
It's a great movie.
What is your favorite sports movie?
Hoosiers. Also really, really love Cinderella Man, the boxing movie. That's a great movie. But Hoosiers tough to beat.
I've always liked you, but, man, you just went way over the top with that.
You like
there.
That?
Oh, Hoosiers
you like
is the
that?
Greatest movie of,
course. Of
all time.
Run Jimmy Chitwood?
Have you ever do you have a play called The Picket Fence or anything?
I need one.
You definitely. Don't let them get caught watching the paint dry. Question number two, what's your go-to breakfast cereal?
Easy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, without a doubt. Easy.
That's a good answer.
I like the ones that have, like, just a ton of cinnamon on them, too.
It's a good cereal.
It's a great cereal.
It's a great cereal. My oldest son, who was here tonight, loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And what do you like?
I liked it, too, but we used to buy it at Sam's in bulk, and I've just burned out on it now. So it's a good one.
So where do you go now?
I'm more of a – well, I mean, you could tell. I'm more of a Raisin Bran kind of a – you can have that sugary
with the
stuff.
With the skim milk.
I try to keep myself in good shape. Question three, what stadium that you haven't been to would you like to coach a game in?
Yeah, there's a couple, but just probably the history and the tradition of it, because I kind of think, honestly, it's a lot like our stadium and our history, but at the pro level, Lambeau Field, mm-hmm. You know, the Packers. I mean, that's how historic is that place, and they had a good chance to play there. That's always been a bucket list one.
Maybe we can get Wisconsin to play.
Yeah, that'd be a great series.
Year.
Yeah, do one there and then come up and do one here.
Did you see Rodgers Sunday night?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
he's a machine. So
I don't think I've
they're
ever.
Paying, seen. They're painting him like he's a machine, though.
he is
awesome. We actually ended his college career.
Really?
Yep. That was last final game at Cal, bowl game. We beat him in the Holiday Bowl.
How about that?
That's a pretty good team. Him, Marshawn Lynch was in the backfield.
Right.
Yeah, they were pretty good. He's awesome.
Question number four. If all current OU coaches and players had a golf tournament, who wins?
This one would be hotly debated. It's not going to be any of the players either.
Really?
No. Not that I know of. I don't know. We have a couple guys, I think, that play some, but nobody that I think is, like, very good.
So the coach is going to win this thing?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Mike's a good golfer. Mike's a really good golfer. When Mike's on, you know, Mike's pretty darn good. Tim Kish is a surprisingly – it's kind of hard to – he's got a crazy swing. It's all over the place, but he hits it like just bombs it down the middle
really?
Every time. So, yeah, we got some you know, guys that we're probably not that good, but we're competitive, so we'll get out there and get under each other's skin.
No, I bet that's true. Question number five, what current player is most likely to become a head coach?
This is a tough one, you know, because you just don't know – with some of them, you know kind of what they want to do, but how many of them will go into coaching? It's interesting. You know, I think Ben Powers would be a great head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of got some tremendous leadership skills. We have a lot of guys that would be really, really good head coaches. He would be at the top of my list, I would say. I think Ben would be a great head coach. But there's several that, if they go into it, are going to be really, really good at it.
Got about 30 seconds. A couple of the biggest things for you Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you got to just, you know, against this team, you got to play really clean, just really good football. I mean, they force you to do it. They live on your mistakes, you know. So to play the way you got to play, you know, the way you want to play, you have to play very clean. So I think defensively, it's going to start there. You know, we need to play well again on special teams on the road, and then got to shore up some things offensively, but it should be a fun game.
Good luck to you, Coach. Go get a win up in Ames. Lincoln Riley, everybody. Radio broadcast starts for you at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, live from Jack Trice Stadium in Iowa. And we'll see you next week here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.